So next up, back to modern times, as it were. We talked a little bit about FlickType last time, but it's now in the App Store. So has anybody had a chance to play with a FlickType keyboard?
Yes.
Eric's all about it.
Yes.
Why don't you tell
us? That's right. Yes. Well, I don't want to take, Robin also wanted to say
and
something.
And I think Holly did, has played with it,
well,
too,
right? You three have a discussion amongst yourselves, because I haven't played with it at all. I'm assuming.
Neither have I. I haven't had a chance.
Man, I'm loving it. I'm loving
it. It's so cool.
When I first started, I was doing it kind of out of, I'm going to babble a bit because I don't know what the right word is. It was like, well, I do direct touch typing and I like to stick with what's in the phone instead of adding something on. I'm going to try this just because I like people to have choices, but it's not going to be for me because, I'm just doing this out of the goodness of my heart and the kindness of my soul. Well, all that went to crap because I love it now, and I'm just like, it'll be nicer when it's in a,
system.
I'm sorry. Thank you. God dang it. Okay. When it's a system keyboard, I couldn't, but even as it is now, it's still, I don't mind the fact that you have to switch to the app that you want to put your text in. It's just so, it's not so much. If you look at it strictly as speed, there's not much difference between my direct touch typing and the FlickType method. For those who don't know, by the way, FlickType is what it was Flexi before, and now it's we'll get into that. It's essentially the same keyboard Flexi used to be, is the long and the short of it. But it's so nice because even though the act of typing itself is probably not any faster than direct touch, it's so much more fluid because you're not constantly having to stop and listen to make sure autocorrect came up with the right word. And oops, I hit the Y instead of the T and it didn't catch it. So now I have to retype part of this word. It's, you're flicking along, singing a song I barely ever have to use it almost always gets the word first try unless I'm typing something. I have a lot of creative spellings and things like that, so I have to do a lot of that manually, but I know that going in, so it doesn't bother me. But yeah, I love it. And
you can add those though. You don't have to do them more than once. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I just love the way that you don't have to worry, you don't have to think, because we all know how to touch type and we all know roughly where the letters are. And, particularly when they've added this feature where you can set it so that it might even be on by default. When you go out of the app, it automatically copies the text to the clipboard for you. So it's ready for you to paste in the other app. So yeah, really love it.
Yeah,
should I give a little demo? Should I see if I can?
Sure. Hey, live demo. That's exciting.
Hey. Okay, then hang on a sec. So, actually, I've got it open already because I was playing with it earlier. So it says, swipe to type, two-finger swipe up to open the menu. That's the kind of message that you get at the top. Just like with Flexi, if you put it up to your ear, it will speak the text that's there. But if you put your hand near the top of the phone, the proximity sensor will be triggered anyway.
Text is empty.
So I'm just going to kind of blast.
Cap I.
Really.
Like,
right. Not right.
Typing.
On.
This.
What was it called? Flick.
Flick type.
Keyboard.
Of course it knows its own name.
Keyboard. I really like typing on this Flick type keyboard.
It's that quick.
Yeah, it's.
It's awesome.
And the punctuation is nice too, because if you flick, like normally you flick to the right as a space bar, and just like with the space bar, if you flick twice to the right, period comes up.
It does a period. I noticed that was so cool.
Is that the same as Braille screen input? I can't remember. I thought it's close, right?
Yeah.
If you don't want the period, you can. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
you were going to say the same thing I was going to say.
Go for it.
Eric, go.
if you don't want the period, you can just swipe down just like you would if you had gotten the wrong word, and it'll give you some, like a comma, a question mark, exclamation point, a lot of common punctuation. And then if you want something that's a little more obscure, you can do two. One, if you put your finger up a little past the main keyboard area, there's some punctuation marks you can choose from, and each one has stuff under it, for lack of a better term, or beneath it in the flick down. I don't know how to describe that.
Yeah, I think you're making sense.
Okay.
To me.
Okay. And so the tricky part is not knowing which punctuation goes with what symbol. But once you know, the hyphen is one downward swipe below the slash, then you just find the slash and you do it real quick. So there's a certain amount of memorization, but that's true of the main keyboard as well. I mean,
right,
the way they've got the symbols and numbers lined up, it's unique to that.
Or you can use two fingers swiping left or right to switch. Yep. Keyboards, so, and then you can just roam with your finger around. You can always just roam on these keyboards anyway, so you could find the punctuation once you've swiped to the punctuation keyboard or the numbers keyboard. So I would prefer to do it that way, but yeah,
the feedback,
there's choice, and it's really easy.
The taptic feedback is cool too. I don't know if
fantastic.
Yeah,
it's so weird. Like, I wish the regular keyboard had that. Like, that.
Do you guys have the stereo thing turned on?
Yeah, I haven't tried it with headphones on yet, though.
It's so weird. It's like, but it's going all over your head. That sounds weird. But it's going like left and right, and it's like, it's just like this little thing that's just floating around as you type.
It's like soundscapes, but for typing.
Yeah, it is.
It's free, and everyone should give it a go. I
will do that. Download it from the App Store, available now. Are they talking? I haven't really kept up, but are they going to do a premium version, or is it just going to be free as their atonement for the past sins of Flexi and all that?
There was a really good interview on, I think it was Apple Viz, but he wasn't talking about any kind of. I think the plan is for the basic thing to always be free.
Yeah.
Maybe there are some in-app purchases with different themes or something. I don't know. But yeah, no, the theme of altruism was coming through loud
and
clear.
That's very cool.
I would love if they made a version where you could use, right now they've got two tap sounds you can pick from. I'm hoping they'll eventually do one with an old school typewriter sound. 'Cause I would love that. I don't know where they would fit. Well, because we have apps that do replicate.
Sure.
But none of them are accessible. Like the Hanks Writer would be awesome if it was accessible.
You just
it's
have
not.
To have a few sounds. Like you've got to have different keys are going to sound slightly different. Not all of them, but a few of them based on where they are in the keyboard. And then you have a return key. That'd be hilarious if you had like a carriage return.
Yeah, that's what the other ones do when you hit return. It goes, you know, the little sound. Yeah.
Or we could have a Perkins Brailler noise. That would be another option.
That would be cool too. I would pay for an in
that thing
guys,
where you
if
have
you're
to
listening,
run
I would pay for an in-app purchase for that. For
Eric
that or the
pay.
Brailler. That would
there
be
you
awesome.
Go. Eric would pay for sounds. I'm not sure what I would pay for, but I'll come up with something.
Hey man, 99 cents or something like that? $2.99, maybe that'd be a little much, but
so,
99
so Roundtable endorses FlickType. Well, that's good to know.
Yep, very much so. Okay, I will shut up because
I haven't
tried
it yet myself, but I probably will take a look at it. Yeah.
I'm just transitioning gently. No trouble. Okay. so Robin has been digging around in iOS.